Homeward is committed to partnering with parents and equipping you with the resources you need to raise your kids to become responsible adults. And Steadfast Companies, a leading real estate investment company, is proud to partner with Homeward to bring you the following podcast presentation.
A dating interview. What if your daughter is absolutely against the idea? There's some of our listeners who are saying, well, that's not going to work with us. Now my daughter's at a certain age and I want to do this interview, and she's absolutely opposed.
Even though they may get weird, they may cry, they may throw a fit, get hysterical, I just say, you know what, sweetheart? I'm your daddy. I need to be able to protect you.
I'm Jim Burns. Well, more and more parents are doing a better job of having an ongoing dialogue with their kids about sex and sexuality. But when it comes to dating, well, oftentimes we remain dangerously silent. Well, it's up to us as parents to set the tone in this area. And one dad has even gone so far as to set up a dating interview that he has used with the guys who want to date his daughters. Well, it helped them think about certain situations that might happen on a date. It also challenged them to think honestly about how they would respond while they were on that date with one of his girls. Well, that dad I'm talking about is one of the best-known family experts, Dennis Rainey. And during the next half hour, I'll continue my conversation with his popular speaker, radio host, about how to interview your daughter's date. So keep it right here on Homeward.
From the studios at the Homeward Center for Youth and Family on the campus of Azusa Pacific University, where I'm sure some of the students are dating, by the way. Just want to say that. There's a very healthy student body there, and they're great kids. I mean, it's just so much fun to have our studio here at APU and watch these young people who are learning Christian principles and studying all sorts of different disciplines, all the different courses of study that you can have. You can get one of the 55 different majors here at APU. If you want more information, go to apu.edu and just follow the prompts. Today, we're broadcasting, of course, from the Homeward Center and the studios they're in. Dennis Rainey is our guest once again, and Dr. Jim Burns is having a conversation with Dennis about dads, how to interview your daughter's date. Should you be that involved in the lives of the young men that your daughter wants to date? Jim and Dennis say yes. Here's part two of that conversation.
Welcome to Homeward. I'm Jim Burns. Today, a continuing conversation with Dennis Rainey. I can't think of a better person to be talking about with this subject, how to interview your daughter's date. Some of you may be saying, what's that all about? Well, interviewing your daughter's potential date may be awkward, but it's essential for both you and your daughter. Dennis Rainey, president of Family Life Ministry in Little Rock, Arkansas, host of Family Life Today. It's a nationally syndicated radio broadcast. I love the broadcast myself. I believe Dennis is one of the foremost experts in the world of marriage and family today, and one of the people who are influencing not just the radio listeners, but influencing the church, influencing people in so many ways. Grateful to have you back with
us, Jim. Good to be back. Appreciate your work.
Now, last time we talked about the fact that how you do a good interview with these boys who come calling. Well, what should a dad do and what should they not do? I mean, you said you invited this one boy, we're talking about Kevin, you invited him in, other boys you had on the porch, gave him a Coke or Dr. Pepper or whatever.
Yeah.
But, you know, what are things that we probably shouldn't do if we're going to do an interview?
What you shouldn't do is try to intimidate the guy. He's already going to be intimidated enough. Right. Secondly, you need to know what you're going to say and what you're not going to say, and just have an outline. That's why we try to outline just eight principles that's there.
I mean, you have eight principles. You also actually have an interview at the back of your book that's very helpful, actually.
Kind of got a dialogue of what it looks like.
Right.
I also think a dad needs to know when he needs to modify the interview and not pull out the full-blown interview and maybe just do a modified interview like one of my friends did. Two of his daughters got a date, so he had both of the guys over at the same time. And he just decided, you know what, this guy has multiple daughters as well. He decided, I'm going to build some collateral with my daughters here. I'm going to make this fun. I'm going to make these boys enjoy this interview. And so he had a good time with them and showed them some of his gear, and guys like gear and all that. And he talked to him. And he just modified the interview and didn't make it nearly as hard-hitting because he was trying to win the favor of his 16 and 14-year-old daughters through the interview. And the guys came out of this interview, a modified interview, going, that was cool. You know what? We were at Mr. So-and-so's house, and he talked to us about how if a group of terrorists broke in the prom, we should take a bullet for the girls here. Mm. We think that's pretty cool. Mm. And the daughters heard this, and of course, they beamed. And so the dad's stock went up, the daughter's stock went up, and everybody's winning in the process. And I think most dads know in their heart of hearts that they need to do something to protect their daughters. There's some innate just the way God's made us. And what we've attempted to do here is just put together some very practical tools of questions and ways you can interact with a young man just to help him think through what he's going to do on that date and how he's going to behave.
Right. No, and as we've said before, it sets the standard. Now, what if your daughter is absolutely against the idea? Now, you talked to your daughters when they were young.
Right.
This had been in your mind and in your heart. There's some of our listeners who are saying, well, that's not going to work with us because I never prepped him for this and I haven't lived the same kind of life. And now my daughter's at a certain age and I want to do this interview and she's absolutely opposed.
Great question. Great question. I really only had that occur one time. It's interesting. One of our children was going through a time of rebellion. Even in the midst of the rebellion, our daughter brought the guy she was going out with by the house to meet us, not in terms of a formal interview, but she still wanted the approval.
Right.
That's how strong those daughters' need is to know that it's okay with mommy and daddy. And so even though they may say, they may get weird, they may cry, they may throw a fit, get hysterical, I just say, you know what, sweetheart, I'm your daddy. And you know what, I'm not going to embarrass you. I'm not going to make you look bad. But I need to be able to do this to protect you.
As we're talking about interviewing your daughter's date, and I just kind of still laugh because some people are just shaking their heads saying, I can't even imagine doing this. And yet, in many ways, we're talking about a culture that has rapidly changed. I mean, there might have been something like an interview 50 years ago out on the farm. You know, they knew each other, they come back in. But today, sometimes we don't even know who these young men are who are coming into our daughter's life. At the same time, these men, the greatest new users of internet pornography are boys ages 12 to 17. So they're coming with a different cultural set.
No doubt.
They're being influenced by a media that says, you know, on the first date, you know, if it feels good, do it, just use a condom or whatever.
Right.
And yet with this cultural differences today, you're saying go back to the place of interviewing them. But that's a tough thing to do with today's culture, isn't it?
It is. Well, let's just put this in a different culture. In the Puritan day,
right.
The way the Puritans did it was called bundling. You ever heard the phrase
bundling?
No, I never
have. You got to explain it to us.
When the guy and the girl went on a date, they would let them stay up around the fire to have their conversation. Of course, back then, there was a big entertainment. There weren't cars.
Right.
This was back in 300 or 400 years ago, okay? So the parents would bundle, as in wrap, the boy separate from the girl in a blanket. So there was no way they could get out to be able to do something else. Now, you got to believe kids back then figured a way to get out of the bundling after the parents went to bed. But you want to talk about how intrusive parents were.
Right.
I think it may look like, Jim, what we're talking about here is from Mars or from some other planet. I think culturally it's because we have gone so far from the biblical norm in terms of just thinking about what's my responsibility as a mom and a dad concerning our children as they move in the dating years.
Right.
And I'm telling you, I believe this more strongly than I can express it. We experienced this six times with our kids. Teenagers will push you as a parent out of their lives if you let them.
Right.
They do not know what's best for themselves.
Right.
I went on live radio on KKLA in Southern California and took phone calls from teenagers asking them what they thought about this idea.
Right.
And I want to tell you, I wish we could play right now some of the responses. There was a little girl who had the same name of my daughter, Ashley, and she got on the phone. She said, all I know is I'm 16, and I've made a wreck of my life. And I wish I had a daddy who, before I started dating, would have interviewed my dates. Maybe I wouldn't be in the mess that I'm in. At 16, here she is. She's got the perspective of understanding that she really does want this. Now maybe it was just the teenagers who were listening on the days we talked on that radio show, but Jim, we only had one negative.
Yes.
And there was a dozen positive phone calls from teenagers, boys and girls, who said, bring it on.
Yeah.
We welcome it. I think what's happening is I think the culture is wanting to divorce the parents and the children and allow the children to grow up on their own, and that is dangerous.
No, you're exactly right. And sometimes the church can be responsible for that too, because we'll separate everybody and we don't train the parents to do the kind of things that we're talking about.
You know, C.S. Lewis talks about men with chests and the need for men to have chests today. Hmm. And the chest was the place, according to the Greeks, where there was courage. It was where courage occurred. And I think for some men, the most courageous acts will not be on a battlefield like many are doing today. Their most courageous acts will not be protecting our country, but will be protecting our daughters in one of the most dangerous eras to be alive. And they're going to do something that, you know, seems maybe strange or odd or countercultural, and may even go against the grain of our daughters. But you know what? You're going to do it because it's the right thing to do.
Because it's the right thing to do. Wow. I agree so much. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. I'm Jim Burns. Dennis Rainey with us. Don't go away.
Good summertime conversation here, because let's face it, this is a time of year when kids are out and about more. They're out in the sun more. They're spending more time with their friends. And especially if you have teenagers, even kids who are going in church groups and are hanging out with the right influences, still, it's a tough time when the hormones are going nuts and boys and girls are together and your daughter wants to start dating. And how do you, as a parent, specifically dads, how do we make sure that we're laying a solid foundation for your daughter to succeed? That's the name of the game, is you want your kids to have a good dating relationship. So it's not punitive, it's actually protective. And that's why we recommend the book, Interviewing Your Daughter's Date, by Dennis Rainey. For more information, visit our online resource center at homeward.com. In other news, the Centers for Disease Control released a new study today. Teen pregnancy rates declined for the fifth straight year. But there's been a dramatic increase in the number of kids contracting sexually transmitted diseases. In other news, we looked at...
It's a fact that only about 15% of kids receive positive, value-centered sex education from their home. And that's a big reason why the increase of sexually transmitted diseases among kids is on the rise. I'm Jim Burns from Homeward. Oftentimes, kids become sexually active because they're involved in a relationship where their emotional involvement exceeds their maturity level. Do everything within your power to prevent this from happening to one of your children. As a parent, take the initiative to set clear boundaries and expectations regarding dating and who your kids spend time with. Every uncomfortable moment you spend preventing AIDS or some other STD from hurting your son or your daughter is more than worth it. For a copy of my free tip sheet called Positive Value-Centered Sex Education, go to homeward.com. I'm Jim Burns.
Welcome back. I'm Jim Burns. How to interview your daughter's date is what we're talking about today. Dennis Rainey with us, president of Family Life Ministry in Little Rock, Arkansas, host of the Family Life Today broadcast, nationally syndicated broadcast, one of, in my opinion, one of the most influential people in the world of marriage and family, and such a positive force in that world and a real inspiration to me. Now, I was thinking about this with you, and I'm going to read this paragraph, and I want your response, okay? It's out of your book, and it's actually a letter from your daughter, Rebecca. There's a paragraph in there, and I thought, you know, here, I had almost thought about using it in my introduction, because, you know, here you are, the president of Family Life, you know, you've written numerous books and been so influential to millions of people. But she writes, "You have been a source of courage, strength, and godly character. I always knew I wanted to marry someone like you, a man with virtue, morals, character, integrity, a heart after God, and a deep reservoir of love to give me all the days of my life." That's better than any resume you could have.
No doubt about it. You know when she said those words? At the wedding altar.
Yeah. In the book, there's a beautiful picture of her.
Uh-huh.
I mean, there's a beautiful picture of her and you. I'd say she's prettier than
you.
Oh,
no doubt about it, Jim. She got her mom's looks. But before Rebecca and her husband, Jake, were married, they wanted to give tributes. Jake to his parents, Bill and Pam Mutz, and Rebecca to Barbara and me. And you read those words, but as Rebecca said them, she was weeping. And so was I. And I had the assignment, after hearing those words, of marrying her.
Oh, my goodness.
Of being the pastor as well.
Right.
And so I gave my daughter away, put her hand in the young man's hand, and then walked around up above him and just talked about this thing called marriage. You know, this is how you want your children to start it out.
Right.
And they're not going to do it perfectly. We didn't do it perfectly.
No.
And it's not to say that interviewing your daughter's dates is going to protect your kids from sin. Mm-hmm. I wish I had a guarantee that I could offer there. But it's that you're going to have the confidence after you walk out of your first interview. And as you said, I've interviewed 30 guys, maybe closer to 40, had four daughters. So some of them burned it up in terms of. But I'm convinced of a couple of things. Number one, there were a lot of undesirable guys who never called.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Word got out on the street in the school. Guess what you got to do to take her to the prom?
Right.
Right.
And the answer is, I'm not going there. Well, you know what? That eliminates guys who are not willing to talk to me. That's cool. That's really cool. Right. But the other thing about that is as you interview these young men, as you walk out from that interview, and I had this experience on occasion after occasion. I always interviewed them out on the porch where we were having a private conversation. But we'd end our time, and we'd walk back inside, and I felt like my chest was just a size or two larger, and my shoulders were back, and I'd look at the young man, and I'd swear he had grown a couple of inches in the interview.
Right.
And why is it? Because it's an older man reaching into a younger man's heart and calling him to something that he already knows is right. But doesn't have older men in his life to call him out of the lust, out of all the selfishness, and up to what he needs to be as a man. And I got a ton of cute stories. I actually had one young man who called me on the phone, and he said, Mr. Ramey, I don't want to take out any of your daughters. I just want to go through the interview.
I love that.
I just want to be interviewed by you because I want to know what you say to men, young men. And so he came over to the house, and I'm still connected to that young man. He's in his mid-20s now. He's not married, and I'm constantly asking his parents about him. I see him occasionally. I'm connected to him at a level that is important, I believe, in his life.
Well, you know, today's generation of young people walk two parallel lines. One is that they don't walk with God, and they walk away from God. But there's another group who, like this young man, who wants the bar raised. They want to be God's people. They're willing to go anywhere and do anything for God, including dating and marriage and whatnot. And I think it's up to us, an older generation, to share that with them. And yet again, it's not necessarily easy. Let's move for just a moment to sons. We talked about this before our program began today, and you talked about the fact that you'd written an article on the website at Family Life about aggressive girls to their sons.
Yeah.
And so we're also in the protection business with our sons as well.
We are. When the book came out, a mutual friend of ours, Steve, who lives in Newport Beach, called me on the phone and said, Dennis, this is a great book to explain how to interview your daughter's date, but I got a bunch of boys. And these boys are...
They're cute, too.
They're surfers, and they're handsome young men. And he said, Dennis, the girls are coming out of the woodwork after our sons. You got to help us. So we did some research and kind of felt like we discovered a hot button here. And so I wrote a piece that I posted at familylife.com, and I just went on a couple of days ago and looked, and there were 50 comments to the piece. One negative that said, that's really stupid. but the article was talking about what you need to do with your sons to prepare them for the onslaught, not if it will occur, but when it occurs. Right. And you know what? For some of the parents who are listening, they're nodding their heads right now. It's already started to occur in the elementary years.
Right.
But when our son Samuel was 13, the phone started ringing all of a sudden, almost overnight. And it was more than a dozen girls starting to call our son.
Right.
And finally, I got on the phone and I told one of them, I said, you know, this is Samuel's dad. We really like you girls. You know that. You've been over to our house. But it's really inappropriate for young ladies to call repeatedly for a young man. And did you know that somehow that little connected grapevine was faster than the internet? The phone calls immediately dried up. Nothing. Right. Nothing was there. And so I think we have to equip our sons, because most of our sons are totally out to lunch on this.
Right.
They are absolutely naive as young men. You know, the Proverbs talks about the man who kind of goes into the dangerous situation like an ox to the slaughter.
Right.
We dare not raise our sons today without preparing them, anticipating that girls may use words. They may use looks. This is all in the Proverbs, by the way, 6, 7, and 8. They may use dress. They may use a wink. They may do all types of alluring behavior of immodest dress to cause a young man to completely lose his mind, and in the process, his virginity and his innocence. And as parents, we've got to prepare our sons for that. In the book of Romans, it says, but I want you to be wise in what is good and innocent in what is evil. And I really think that's a mandate for parents, for our kids. Wise in what is good and innocent of what is evil. Now, that's a tough assignment in this culture, because there is a lot of evil that, in my opinion, is preying upon our children. Hmm. And as parents, if we're not pushing back against it, I promise you, you're setting your child up, your teenager, to be preyed on.
Yeah, that's actually a prayer for our kids. Don't have much time, but I want to ask you another question. For interviewing potential dates is great. Talking with your son like you did, it's one of the best ways to protect a daughter, protect a son. How's a dad go about developing a relationship, not necessarily around the dating side, but develop a relationship with their children so that they will be the type of children that will make the wise decisions that your kids make?
Well, I think there's a lot of ways. Number one, pray with them. Ask them what's troubling them. Pray for them. Pray with them. And pray out loud. And the dad goes, I don't know how to do that. Well, you know what? It's just talking to God. Just kneel beside their bed when they go to bed as a 10-year-old, a 12-year-old, a 16-year-old. And it's one of the sweetest memories I have with our kids. Another way is just when they're coming home from school and you're coming home from work and they're in their room maybe hanging out, just throw yourself across their bed and ask them, what's up? Yep. What are you doing? And then listen. And, you know, about half the time you're not going to get much. And the other probably 30-40%, you're just going to get fragments, but there's the 10%
right.
That's gold. And it's in those moments that God can take maybe a need they have, a heartache, something that's troubling them, and they'll open up a little bit. And it's then that as a daddy, you can protect them for more than just a date. You can enter their lives and engage them around the issues they're facing and really be the father they need. And I just wish right now, Jim, you and I could reach through the radio or the iPod or however they're listening and just come alongside a mother or a father and put our arms around them and say, you know what, you can do this.
Right.
It's hard. It's difficult. The culture will not reward you. Even many Christian parents will not applaud you. But you can do this thing. You really can do this thing.
I believe that. Thank you for being with us, Dennis.
Privilege.
Well, I'm glad we had this conversation today on Homeward because I think it's a critical topic, both for kids as well as for parents. Not an easy one for kids and definitely not an easy one for parents. You know, you've heard me say many times before on this program that you need to be intentional when it comes to talking to your kids about sex and sexuality. Well, it should be an ongoing conversation, much more than just the one-time talk. And remember to make it dialogue. It's not always easy to make a dialogue with your kids, but remember, kids learn best when they talk, not just when you talk. Also, remember that this discussion you have with your kids about sex and sexuality, well, it should also include appropriate behavior on a date as well. I don't think many parents are willing to talk about it. It's important. Too many kids have a textbook knowledge of why they should be committed to sexual purity, but once they start dating, well, sometimes their emotions take over. Maybe more for girls, I'm not sure. One dad told me that he and his wife had spent quite a bit of time preparing their son for why it was important to treat a girl with respect on a date, and that they even had gone over the basics with him in a way that would be kind of almost similar to the interview that Dennis Rainey and I have been talking about today. They had the same kind of discussions with their daughter, and she seemed, well, to get it, even a little bit more than her brother did. However, she wound up getting asked out by a guy she had a major crush on, and she wound up compromising her standards. After that happened, she was talking with her parents about that incident, and she said that she knew what she was doing was wrong, but she was so caught up in her emotions that she went ahead and compromised her standards anyway. That's why it's so important for us to have these kind of conversations. Give your kids the positive, value-centered sex education they want and they need. Talk to them about sex and sexuality. It may be uncomfortable. Go ahead and do it anyway. But be sure that you give them some direction in the area of dating as well. I'm so glad that we had this conversation today, and I think you'll be glad you have a conversation with your kids. Roger?
Well, if you're looking for resources to help, because I know sometimes parents will say, okay, well, I listened to Homeward. Jim says I need to have this conversation with my kids. I want to do that. My spouse and I are on board. We just don't know where to start. That's why Dr. Jim Burns has written the Pure Foundations series. Pure Foundations is the series name. It includes 5 different books and a couple of audio resources. You don't have to get all 5. Start with the first book, which is Teaching Your Children Healthy Sexuality. It was written for parents like us who didn't get the value-centered sex education that we needed from our parents when we were growing up, even those of us in Christian homes who grew up that way. And so this is kind of point one. This is the first step in having that conversation with your kids about sexual purity. If you'd like information on how to order, actually you can order a copy of all of the books in the Pure Foundation series from our Homeward Online Resource Center. When you do, a portion of the proceeds goes to supporting our ministry. Learn more at homeward.com. And Jim, this has been a great 2-part conversation with Dennis Rainey. It's always good information, a lot of passion, but a lot of protection behind the words today.
Well, we did. And I love Dennis Rainey. I appreciate it. And what I like about Homeward is we're willing to air something that maybe every parent isn't going to agree with.
Right.
And yet it really causes us to think. And it sure has caused me to think about my own daughters and their dating practices and what Kathy and I did and did not talk about during that season with him. And really, it's about being intentional, about training. So I appreciate Dennis so much, and I just appreciate that we can have somebody like Dennis Rainey. The high caliber that we have here at Homeward is incredible, the conversations that we do have. Well, again, my thanks to Dennis for being a part of today's program. Till next time, I'm Jim Burns, and I appreciate you listening today to Homeward.
Homeward with Jim Burns is a production of the Homeward Center for Youth and Family at Azusa Pacific University.